The war's toll for the 7 days through September 18th, 2006. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers who were reported killed in the past 7 days in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as the names of some Iraqi civilians who were reported killed on March 24th, 2003, just 5 days into the invasion. But first, the numbers. As of this morning, September 19th, 2006, 2,920 coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,687 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 20,113 U.S. soldiers have been wounded in Iraq. We have no numbers for wounded soldiers of other nationalities. In the past week, then, 16 U.S. and coalition soldiers were reported killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 482 coalition soldiers have been reported killed. Of that number, 339 are U.S. soldiers. The Department of Defense reports that 901 U.S. soldiers have been wounded. We also have no numbers for wounded soldiers of other nationalities for Afghanistan. In the past week, 7 U.S. and coalition soldiers were killed in Afghanistan. Also, at least 114 Afghanis reported killed in the past week, bringing the total in September 2006 to at least 633. A cautionary note, these numbers appear to be at times very political and perhaps inflated in terms of especially numbers of Taliban or so-called enemy killed by coalition forces. So again, a cautionary note in terms of numbers. These numbers are derived from reports from iCasualties.org. Back to Iraq. According to IraqBodyCount.org, at least 48,046 Iraqi civilians have been killed, although estimates from organizations, the medical journal Lancet included, put the total at least 100,000, and that was over 2 years ago. It's estimated then that the number of wounded Iraqi civilians would be in the hundreds of thousands. In the past week, at least 451 Iraqis were reported killed, bringing the total in September of 2006 to 766. The financial cost of the war, according to costofwar.com, and just the Iraq war itself, stands or is increasing as we speak, but right now is at $315.9 billion. For taxpayers in Delaware, the total is at $2 billion. Again, that's from costofwar.com. Now I'll read names of Iraqi civilians reported killed on March 24th, 2003. Muthfar Malk Asali, 25-year-old man. Mudfar Hanan, 52-year-old man. Muhannad Samir, 19-year-old man. Mustafa Abed Alamira, 9-year-old boy. Nasir Saleh Meftah, unknown aged male. Nigah Sen Abed Allah, 27-year-old man. Nagem Dam Afrem, 52-year-old man. Nisera Shref Shmaki, 12-year-old girl. Rashed Khagel Sliman, 55-year-old man. Rasmaya Hamade, unknown aged female. I will now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Afghanistan in the past 7 days. On the 9th of September, Mike Fuga, 41 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Nulli, American Samoa. on the 11th of September, Jeremy E. DePatie, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Ironwood, Michigan. On the 15th of September, Bernard Lee Deghand, 42 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Mayetta, Kansas. On the 18th of September, David Byers, Canadian Army, no hometown given, Canada. I will now read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq in the past 7 days. On the 7th of September, Lee Thornton, 22 years old, Blackpool, Lancashire, England. Also on the 7th of September, David J. Ramsey, 27 years old, U.S. Army, Tacoma, Washington. On the 10th of September, Alexander Jordan, 31 years old, U.S. Army, Miami, Florida. On the 11th of September, Harley D. Andrews, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Weimar, California. On the 12th of September, Emily J.T. Perez, 23 years old, U.S. Army, no hometown given, Texas. On the 13th of September, Matthew C. Mattingly, 30 years old, U.S. Army, Reynoldsburg, Ohio. Also on the 13th of September, Jeffrey Schaefer, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Waco, Texas. On the 14th of September, David Thomas Weir, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Cleveland, Tennessee. Also on the 14th of September, Clint E. Williams, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Kingston, Oklahoma. And also on the 14th of September, Ryan A. Miller, 19 years old, U.S. Marine, Pearland, Texas. On the 16th of September, David S. Roddy, 32 years old, U.S. Navy, Aberdeen, Mississippi. On the 17th of September, David J. Davis, 32 years old, U.S. Army, Mount Airy, Maryland. Also on the 17th of September, Adam L. Knox, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Columbus, Ohio. This has been the War's Toll for 7 days up through September 18th, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their loved ones, relatives, neighbors in all countries.